So as I've mentioned, I think before, another major use, actually, which use is somewhat disappearing, although slowly, of full matrices is computational electromagnetics. Computational electromagnetics is used in several fields. Well, it's calculating Maxwell's equations, which is effectively a so-called spectral method of solving a differential equation. And if you look at this file, this is meant to illustrate what computational electromagnetics involves. So typically, in order to solve a differential equation, we look to various ways of doing it, which are typically by discretizing the equation. So another way of solving it is to expand it in functions. Actually, Fourier transforms is one example. And they often actually provide very simple solutions if you do that. However, for complex equations like you get in electromagnetism, that doesn't work. So you have to use functions for which you get rather complicated results. So you expand in terms of some basis functions. Now, if you happen to know the eigenfunctions of this operator, then the answer, you would immediately know what was going on. But essentially, in any interesting problem, you do not know the eigenfunctions. So if you do a general expansion in terms of functions, here's Maxwell's